I'm Juan Lucero, the Shakopee Mede Wakantawa Native Art Fellow for the Minneapolis Institute of Art.
My name is Jill Alberg-Yo. I am the Associate Curator of Native American Art at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. Another thing, in addition to reaching out to artists, is to be self-reflective in our approaches and understand that we're coming from one perspective.
Going to museums as a young Native person, I realized that the stories that are being told are not from our community's perspective. I always wanted to hear those stories and those objects speak from the community.
As a curator, I've realized that I've had to do a lot of process of unlearning what I've been trained in academia and in how museum curation typically works. And it's really through the generosity of many Native people where I see that these belongings are no longer objects, but filled with their own life and vitality, and that the maker is always present in these works.
One of the things I've done and made a goal in my career is to get community members to speak about their own stories, about their own objects. And one of the things museums has done to me as a young Native person is made me feel like I'm not necessarily well educated within my own culture, because what they are teaching me is coming from an academic approach. I feel like it creates a sense of insecurity within Native communities, because we're always trying to learn an academic approach and form museums. And what we know is much more sacred and much more about the people that we actually are.
One of the things that we really try to do in this reinstallation is create new labels from many points of view, including artists' points of view and through their words, from perspectives of critical self-reflection on my part, of previous labels that perhaps I have written from my academic training, and critically evaluate whether those kinds of approaches really lend themselves to understanding Native art in its fullest sense.
One of my previous roles here at MIA was as a art storage tech. And one of the things I really tried to do in visiting our collections area is really approaching the objects as not as objects, but as living spirits, because that's what we are taught as Native people, is that these objects are living spirits, and that each object that we create, or each piece of pottery, each piece of jewelry, we're putting a piece of our own spirit within that object. So one of the things I really focus on when I'm approaching these, and I use the term lightly, object, is that I approach it as a living spirit that I want to have respect for. I want to be able to have that spirit speak through me and tell me those stories, or we can go back to its creator, or go back to it, the community that created these objects, so they can speak for this object.
I think one of the questions that I have to continually ask myself is, how do I care for a collection? How do I respect the life of this belonging that wasn't created for a museum, that was created with particular intentions? The majority of our collections are historic works, and they were never intended to be in these spaces. So how do I care and respect these works? It's really important for me to think about every day.
Traditionally, museums have been very giving about the knowledge that they get from communities and they get out of objects. But one of the things as a Native curator that I want to keep in mind is a lot of these knowledges aren't just given away about those objects. Cultural knowledge in Native communities is something that is earned, learned, but never just freely given to community members. It's something that takes time, and certain positions only get certain knowledge, and certain community members are allowed to have certain knowledge. So that's one of the things that we tried to focus on, writing descriptions for some things, but not writing descriptions for other things that aren't supposed to have descriptions, or the knowledges aren't freely given away.